people who come into politics because they have the heart to do so. They want to make people's lives better, and they feel happy and satisfied when they have made other people happy and satisfied. Not for their own, they don't come into politics for their own aggrandizement. They come into politics not because they're angry, but because they want to help. So I think that's the kind of people that we look for and we want in politics. And also, we always need to find people who have the ability to become ministers, to lead the country. And these are people who must be able to stand up in the world, talk to presidents and kings and ministers from countries all around the world, including the biggest and most powerful countries in the world, and be able to put forward Singapore's case and to be able to show them that, yeah, we are a country, we're small, but we have something to offer on the table, and we should be taken seriously. This is not easy to do. Not easy to do. So we always need to find a set of people like this. And the politics that we have today with social media and so forth, where you go out to attack people personally and so forth, you know, the spouse of the person who is thinking of standing for election, he may have all the right motivations, but he says, look, I really don't want to put my family through this. My spouse, my kids, what for? I can contribute in some other way. And then that discourages people from coming in. And I think eventually the loser is the country.